buy some weed? Why do women bleed? Can I plant my seed? There are many types of questions, and answers are all we need. But the most important question, we all agree: how will you feed? How will you feed?
How will you feed? Brought to you by
Taco Cabana.
Big controversy on the TV today as an interview got way out of hand. This was on CNN's New Day, Corby, and it involved the Ticket's own and star of Ticket Stock last year, Dennis Rodman.
Really?
Is that last year?
Wow. Yes, that was last year.
Really?
Oh, my God.
He has been to North Korea recently and took a bunch of other former NBA greats for a game over there. Greats such as Kenny Anderson, whose former spouse was one of the stars of Basketball Wives.
I'm ashamed of you that you know that.
Cliff Robinson, Vin Baker, Craig Hodges, Doug Christie, no less.
I can't believe
the
his
former
wife.
Former Maverick great.
I can't believe his wife let him go.
And Charles Smith. I'm sure there were some others in there, but those are the most notable. And the issue of Kenneth Bay came up. Now, I couldn't have told you one thing about this, but he's an American citizen arrested in November of 2012 over there, convicted last spring of hostile acts by North Korea.
Which means he showed up.
Right. Intended to topple the government and sentenced to 15 years in a labor camp.
They have labor camps.
Do you remember the 60 Minutes piece on that labor camp? Was that in China?
No, or was it? That was North Korea, the guy who had never left the camp.
Right.
Yeah, and he now lives in America.
Yeah, like
it's
he was
terrifying.
Like born there, and now are there kids being born in there too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he ratted out his mom and his brother. He had no concept of family like we do, so it sounds maybe worse than it is. He ratted them out to have them executed just so he could see something different than labor every day.
Yeah, and then escaped through barbed wire.
Did they get him back?
No.
He's here. He lives in America now. He did a full interview on 60 Minutes where he said that for the first 20 years of his life, he was unaware that there was anything beyond the camp.
How the hell did he get out of there and not get captured on the outside with so little knowledge of anything?
Well, it's first of all,
crazy story.
It's incredibly isolating.
And how is that not a movie already? That'd be the greatest movie ever made.
But the way the story goes, as I remember it, there was a place in the barbed wire that surrounds the thing that was a little bit on the open side. And one day he walked up to it. Nobody was there. There was no guard around, so he just went through it. And he made his way to China.
Yes.
Shanghai.
Yeah, but it was not a direct route. I mean, he was...
Yeah.
It's the craziest...
Yeah, it's not like he took the express route.
Right, right.
How long ago was this, the escape? And
I want to say 6 or 7 years, something like that.
And he made his way to the States?
Yes.
Eventually,
yeah.
But... this labor camp.
Now he owns a Blimpy.
I think it's a Carl's Jr.
Okay.
This labor camp, most serious.
I can imagine. So that's where this guy is. Where
yeah,
Michael,
that's right.
Where
that's
Michael Bay is.
Where Kenneth Bay, yeah, Michael Bay is there.
Okay.
That's where he went when he left the stage.
So let's listen to CNN this morning and listen to...
No, wait.
This is Camp Out Rodman.
Yeah,
so this is in the morning in the United States. What time is this over there, I wonder, and how long had he been drinking?
I don't know, but if you remember that Vice that they did with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
At the end of the event, they get hammered. It's him, and it's Kim Jong-un, and it's the Vice crew, and they're just blitzed, like dancing, and it's the craziest thing, but there's vodka bottles everywhere and some sort of Korean wine they drink, so... It didn't surprise me that he was drunk when I heard this. Because he is hammered.
And this is the only one that's mic'd up, right? Out of all these NBA players, they're all right behind him.
Yeah.
And he's the only one mic'd.
Yeah, at one point, somebody tries to jump in, and you'll hear them kind of going, listen, listen, listen.
Yeah, but that's Charles Smith.
And then a couple times, Rodman says during it, he's like, I got this. I got this.
Yeah, he's got it, all right.
So you've not heard this yet?
I have not heard this.
All right, let's listen.
All right.
You do have a relationship with this man. You've said it many times. We've seen it demonstrated.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes.
Are you going to take an opportunity,
right,
if you get it,
right,
to speak up for the family?
Sounds like Mutombo back there.
Yes.
Family of Kenneth Bay. And to say, let us know why this man is being held. That this is wrong, that he is sick. If you can help Dennis, will you take the opportunity?
The one thing about politics, Kenneth Bay did one thing. If you understand, if you understand what Kenneth Bay did,
yeah,
do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
No. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any country? Charges. They haven't released. They haven't released any reason.
Let me do this. I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
That's my favorite part. Yeah, go ahead.
Floor is yours, Holmes. Go ahead. Who's this? Who's the reporter?
It's Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I would love to speak on this.
Go ahead.
You know, you got 10 guys here. 10 guys here that have left their families, left their damn families to help this country as a sports venture. You got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate that, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No. I'm just saying, I don't give a shit. I'm going to rash ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Yeah, but Dennis, don't put it on them. Don't use them as an excuse for the behavior that you're putting on yourself.
They came here.
You just basically were saying that Kenneth Bay did something wrong. We don't even know what the charges are. Don't use these guys as a shield for you, Dennis.
Listen.
Ain't no shield. I got it. Let me do this. Really? I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world.
Is this not badass?
People around the world.
He's obsessed with saying one thing.
Yeah.
Let me do one thing.
He did one thing.
No. I got it. Let me do this. Really? I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. Your guy behind the mic right now, we are the guys here doing one thing. We have to go back to America and take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we're going to take it. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take the abuse? We're going to get it. But guess what I do?
Whoa, what was that?
Don't worry about it. He's rolling.
What was that last sentence?
You gonna take it. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you gonna take that bitch? We're gonna get it. But guess what I do?
All right, do you remember how often when he was at Ticket Stock?
That's the greatest thing ever.
Do you remember how often when he was at Ticket Stock, he would start a sentence by telling us, but guess what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guess what, dope.
Yeah, that's his crutch.
And didn't he only have like 3 or 4 beers at Ticket Stock?
Yeah.
Who knows what that kind we of know pills of? And lewds and Xanax.
It's a combo of Cookie Monster and Michael Irvin.
Yeah, it is. Drunk. Okay.
Continue.
One day, this door's going to open.
One day, this door is going to open.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And then they cut him off, or what?
Yeah, they cut him off.
It's shocking that they cut him off.
It's pretty extraordinary.
It's hilarious.
Man, that last sentence, I'm telling you.
We need a basketball play.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys want to hear that?
Absolutely.
Boy, Chris Cuomo hung in there with it as long as he could.
Let's see,
but eventually it just got abuse. Too hot
to
handle for him.
Take the abuse. Well, we're going to take it. Do to you, sir. Let me know. Are you going to take that bitch? We're going to get it. But guess what, though?
Are you going to take the... Guess what, yo, is the last thing. Are you, sir, going to take the abuse? Blah, 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 guess what, so?
It's like the Tasmanian devil took
over.
You going to
take it because we going to give it.
You going to take it because we going to give it. Guess what, yo?
Are you sure?
Let's try again.
I think so.
Okay.
This is fun.
One day.
Hang on.
You have to take the abuse. Well, we going to take it. Do you, sir, let me know. Are you going to take that bitch? We're going to get it. But guess what, though?
No. There's no way to decide for that.
You're going to take the abuse because we're going to get it. Guess what, yo? Are you, sir, going to take the abuse because we're going to get it? Guess what, yo?
Okay, do you guys think that because he has no money, Dennis Rodman is flat broke.
And there are all manner of offshore betting sites and stuff like that that foot the bill for all this and pay him to do this.
So I'm wondering, too, if the Korean government is giving him some money, you know?
To help propagate their...
Yes.
Whatever they're doing over there.
Yeah, whatever they're doing.
Well, the glorious leader loves the Bulls, so he loves Rodman. So he's putting him up in a palace somewhere.
So what other, but I wonder if there's like something out, if there's something more, if there's a large stipend, a bag that he takes home with a lot of dar or something like that.
Nobody makes a few dar out of this.
So who else is there from the Bulls?
Dar and Bitcoin.
Hodges.
Craig Hodges is there. So, I mean, is the guy going gaga over Hodges? The fourth guard on the team or whatever he was back then.
Well, with every bull that comes over there, that gets him one bull closer to the Holy Grail.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
What, if Jordan went over there?
Oh, my. That country would explode. But, okay, so on that vice, does Rodman ever clearly explain what is going on, why he is there right now? I mean, they say it's a sports venture.
Well, I mean, he couches it in terms of he's trying to promote diplomacy between the two countries, but really it's because he's getting paid.
He's getting paid, he's getting drunk for free, and he's having sex with the finest North Korean prostitutes.
I'm almost certain that North Korea is paying him.
This
is a vacation.
Whole deal.
They're kind of like a ticket stock.
Yeah. Right.
They have to be.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. How could those guys behind him let him go on the air like that?
They were trying to stop him. You could hear them.
Are they grabbing him and stuff?
No, I got you.
They're not really grabbing him. He has an unlit cigar in his hand the whole time, too.
What's he wearing? Wheels off.
The thing he always wears.
He
has like a money suit.
A blazer with a t-shirt. Which he always
sunglasses.
Has on that. Yes. Dark sunglasses and a goofy cap.
Wow.
You think the dude who escaped from the prison camp is enjoying this?
Oh, my God.
He's trying to throw that guy under the bus.
Well, but he's just loving this.
What a mess. Can you imagine having to hang out with
that
guy?
As he now soaks up American culture left and right.
Really, guy? Come on.
Really, guy? Come on. Awesome. Totally awesome.